Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's time for another hour of your favorite sports gambling show.
What is this going to be?
Moneyline.
Oh! Are you kidding?
With the two best hosts to ever do it.
I love my contract. Love my teammates.
Donnie Wrightside.
Do what the Sixers did, Charlotte. Just win 7 games a year for 4 years. Eventually, you'll find somebody, and you'll be on the upswing again if it works out in your favor.
And Kevin Walsh.
Let me tell you how crazy talented the NBA is right now. I'm not even trying to get into a debate. He's not even the most talented offensive big man in the NBA right now, in my honest opinion.
On the Sports Grid Radio Network, Sirius XM Channel 159.
Thursday afternoon, no better place to be than right here, the best hour of your day. Now, officially underway, it is Moneyline. It's Donnie Wrightside. It's Kevin Walsh, Major League Baseball in action in the afternoon. An NBA game tonight, an NHL game tonight, and away we go. K-Dub, how we feeling about this Thursday today?
I feel great because we're coming off of maybe my favorite game of the playoffs so far. Mavs take the 1-0 series lead in the Western Conference Finals. I don't know if you are involved in this series. I don't know if you had I'm sure you had some wagers or at least one yesterday in the game. But I was out. I decided, you know what, man? I'm going to DVR this, stay spoiler-free, and it ended up paying off because it ended up being all worth it. What do you mean terrible? What do you mean terrible?
I'm not. The DVR has to go. You can't do that. Like, I actually have a buddy
who
DVRs everything, and it's like, don't text me, don't call me during the game because I'm going to watch it, like, you know, an hour and a half into it, so I skip commercials because I'm doing something else.
Well, you've told me this before.
Yeah, so I'm going to start doing that to you now. Now that you're doing this, apparently I got to start texting you. Yes, I
do. Let me tell you, that was probably the only time it'll ever happen. But listen, we little date night, right? All four went to the movies. And I was like, DVR, I want to just see if I feel like doing that when I get back, right? Yeah. Usually, Don, I'm like, look, let's just burn this thing and let's just go. But I was enjoying watching it, and I was lucky. Because you know sometimes it's tough to stay spoiler-free, right? You get a text message that you didn't expect was going to be about the basketball. And since I did, I said, you know what, man? I'm just going to give it a run here. And not only was the game worth it as somebody with a Mavs future, but all the bets came in. Luka and Kyrie combined for 60+. So it really was a dynamite start last night to the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah, it was good. I actually had the 4.5 points with the Mavericks. I thought they would win game one or come close to winning game one enough to take the points, and they did. But even as I had that, I still think the Timberwolves win the series overall. Now, it makes it a little bit tougher, but
really?
I was proven correct. Like, yeah, because I'm sometimes you can't be like, well, I don't think they're going to win the series, so I can't bet them any games. Like, I loved the Mavericks last night. I thought all that emotion put into a game number 7 on the road against the reigning champions was going to mean something. And I don't know in the end if it did, but apparently the better team, obviously, was the Mavericks. Their two superstars really showed up. The two superstars on, should I say, one superstar didn't show up in back-to-back games. And Karl-Anthony Towns was MIA in the first half, showed up a little bit in the second half, but too little too late at that point. So I actually think the Timberwolves, even though they lost game one, still win that series. But I thought the plus 4.5 was the correct play game one.
Now, I'm interested in that, though. And listen, It's not that you have to come up off your position, right, after one game. But Dallas has taken home. We're back. Minnesota's got a 5-1 road record so far in these playoffs. But, Donnie, if fatigue could have been an issue in game one, isn't it going to get worse?
No, I don't necessarily think it was fatigue overall. I think it was emotion, right? Where it's like, wow, we beat them in game seven. Whew. All right, let's get back home. We'll see what happens. But my goodness, we just slayed the beast right now. And let's get on to the next game, which I thought was a factor because you had an extra day rest for Dallas. Dallas did beat the number one overall seed, which is a very good OKC team. They didn't go to game number seven. I just thought it would play out in game number one. Now, in game number two, what I'm looking forward to is Anthony Edwards actually being the superstar we know he is. Not what we saw in game seven and not what we saw in game number one. And also, I look at the game last night. You got 33 out of Luka, 30 out of Kyrie. You barely won that basketball game. Not taking anything away. As I said again, I thought the Mavericks would win game one. But Ant-Man's going to have his 35s and 40-point games, and I think that's going to be enough. He's got to snap out of that little funk that he's in, and I think he will. But I'm not panicking just at this point. That's all.
Well, that's another thing, and something that I tried to allude to yesterday, man. Look, I know everyone loves Anthony Edwards, but Anthony Edwards is not someone that was an MVP candidate at any point this year. And Anthony Edwards had a heck of a start to this postseason. But Donnie, we have now a four-game stretch of him averaging under 20 a night and under 35% from the field. So is that a funk or is that hitting a wall? Is that tired legs? Is that I've been trying to do a lot? Because Anthony Edwards, and look, I know everybody loves him. He has the highest approval rating of any superstar in the league. He's 22. He's awesome. To come off of a game seven set, can't wait to guard Kyrie. How'd that go, Donnie? Donnie's trying to guard Kyrie, not working, and lead the team on offense, not working. And here's what you're left with. You're left with 19 from your superstar. Not good.
Yeah, no, there's a lot that goes into there, but I'm just playing it out where I think he bounces back in this, because I don't think Denver is that good of a defensive team overall, and I just think Minnesota's a good defensive team. They'll get it together. They didn't bring their A game, legitimate chance to win. You saw the A game out of the Dallas Mavericks superstars, and I just think it bounces out. It's going back 1-1 to Denver, and then it's up to Denver, who is going to be the favorites in game three and four, and Dallas, excuse me, will be the favorites in game three and four, and also, even if Minnesota wins, Kevin, in game two, they're still going to be the dogs in the series overall when they go back to Dallas at that point, so... And so everything's looking in the Dallas Mavericks' favor. And quite frankly, I wouldn't mind either one of these teams winning. I think they're both fun. They're both fun to root for to take on the Boston Celtics. So that's where I leave it there at that point. But I think there's a bounce back. But I got it correct yesterday on the game itself. I like the 4.5 points. But then flip side on the next game, I really like the Minnesota Timberwolves to cover the 4.5, which I now see 5.5's on the board. I think they make that 1-1 before they head back. Now, we do have another game in the NBA that's going to take place tonight. It is the Boston Celtics. Mm-hmm. And boy, if you were just looking, and I love this too, because sometimes the hardest read on a series really is to get in game number one. Wonder how this team's going to come out. Wonder how they want to play. It's game seven in the Garden. Will they carry it over? They did carry it over. But the fact that Indiana should have won that game and lost it, I think is devastating. Because I was talking about this morning with Ben. I'm saying, like, you show up to the arena today. Like, hell yeah, man. We're about to go up 2-0. Oh, wait a second. We lost that game? Yeah, we did. Man, we can't go down 0-2 now. Do you see, like, the change in character and tone that you have when you get to the ball yard there? I don't think that's going to be good for Indiana. Public sees that game one. Wait a second. Getting 10 points should have won. I'm getting 9 now in this game. Yeah, sign me up for the Pacers. I know where this is going. Give me the C's tonight, big.
Yeah, it makes sense. They've won one of the two games in each of the first two series by margin. You know, it was actually going to work out perfectly, Donnie. But basically what everybody was, you know, I can't stand this stuff when people just think everything's copy-paste. Mm-hmm. So, the Celtics were going to roll in game one and then they'd lose game two because that's what they do. I was like, man, how about the Pacers take game one and they cracked in game two? Well, they basically... They won the game as in the performance was good enough to win. Yeah. I think you have to expect a Pacer drop-off in this basketball game, which is why I'm thinking of playing, and I don't know, maybe I shouldn't be worried about this 8.5, Donnie. I'm thinking about playing an under now at an elevated number up to 225 here in this basketball game.
Yeah, it is. And we saw that, what, 221.5, 222 in game number one. Saw a lot of points scored. It was overtime. You're getting those good vibes in there. I think we get points, but I told Ben this morning, same thing. I really like the over in game number one. Now I see 225. I'm like, I still think it can get there, but it's not going to be a bet on my card. There's one game, one player that I think I like more than any other player in this basketball game. It's almost a correlation. If Indiana is going to stay close and or win this game, it's all Pascal Siakam. 20.5 points, I believe, is his points prop number. I love Pascal Siakam to go over his points prop tonight because they can get smoked and he can still get the 20. They keep it close. The reason? Because Pascal Siakam is having a very good game. Also, I think Tatum goes nuts tonight. 30-plus points are in the cards for him as well. Game number two of the Eastern Conference Finals takes place tonight. Major League Baseball people going on right now. Let's get you caught up on the board and some games to look forward to, and maybe some RBI props and winners a little bit later this afternoon and to this evening. It is the favorite hour of your day. It's Moneyline. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sports Grid Network, place to be. You know the time. It's midnight afternoon. It's Moneyline. It's Donnie and Kevin, SiriusXM Channel 159. Mm-hmm. Watching the Philadelphia Phillies now. Down 1-0. Yadolis Garcia hit a launch into the left field seats in the top of the second inning. But the Phillies threatening here in the second inning. Two runners on, one out. As we just saw, a base knock by Sosa. Other games around the MLB. New York Yankees 2-0. The big boppers, Kevin, standing out today. Judge and Stanton went yard.
They sure
there you
did.
Go here. San Diego, but real quick, let me just... San Diego is 4-2 over Cincinnati. Now, you like this stuff. I actually have a couple wagers in today. And I started my early board. I'm like, okay, in the morning I wake up, take a look at the estimated starting lineup, see what I like. I went RBI prop and 1.5 prop early to start a couple round robins with Cronenworth and Profar. Issue so far is Profar's got... he's already over his 1.5. Got a base knock and he scored. But Cronenworth came up with first and third one out and popped out, which always gets me angry. And Profar came up with a runner on second base with two outs and grounded out. So I'm hoping to get the RBI props to be thrown in there. But you like this. Anybody with the name, Kevin, of Cruz in Major League Baseball, unbettable for me. Whether it's O'Neill Cruz, Brian De La Cruz, or Ellie De La Cruz. Yeah. I can't. I don't think they've gotten a base hit this. You can't tell me. Like, hey, good, Donnie, some of the best players in baseball. Yeah, they never got a base hit, any of them. Now, today, I had written down O'Neill Cruz for Pittsburgh today. I like the matchup because Mason Black was going to be on the mound. But they did one of those openers for the Giants, then switch over, which still wasn't great pitchers. But I said, oh, this gives me the out to say, if O'Neill Cruz is a good, well, I was going to take him anyway because I didn't like the pitching matchup. Up now, but I didn't take him. He's right in the middle of that lineup. The Pirates got 5 runs, Kevin. He's 0-3 with 3 Ks. Like, doesn't even matter if people are on base. Do you know what I mean? Like, hey, run on. So he can't even put it in play. So I'm sitting here back watching this game going, this is exactly like it. Actually, I didn't bet it, but I feel like I'm the biggest winner of the day because I was going to take O'Neill Cruz knowing he's never done anything for me, and he's 0-3 with 3 Ks batting in the cleanup hole on a team that has 5 runs already on the board.
That's right. There's certain guys, but that
Damn.
The Ellie one just doesn't make much sense because of the quality of year he's having, Donnie. Like, that's the one I cannot figure out. Can I ask you quickly about the Yanks, though? Because, man, you and I have been doing radio together now, like specifically radio, right?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the themes of this show used to always be, yeah, Yanks can't score, mm-hmm. right? We used to do, when you were doing team totals heavy, you would always explain to people, Yankees are basically never a look. Their lineup never checks the boxes.
Correct.
I mean, Donnie, is this thing not like green light? It feels like they're hitting multiple home runs every game they play.
It is good. It really is good. The reason why it is like last night for me, because now you're taking a look at a lineup that does damage across the board 1-6. Like, if your sixth hole hitter, Kevin, is Rizzo, you're doing pretty well. You really are. And it's a great match of lefty-righty, 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 which means pitchers just can't go, hey, I'm coming out of the bullpen with a lefty. I'm just going to steamroll 3 straight lefties in your lineup. You also now have, and I, It's funny too. It's almost like an homage to what we talk about the Yankees and not trading prospects. Like today, I did it again. We're talking about the Yankees. I said, "Hear me out here. Forget about Juan Soto's launching bombs nightly into the right field seats for the Yankees." There are some people out here that were like, "Well, you got to hold on to your prospects, and he's going to cost a lot of money." I'm saying, like, and my initial like takeaway was, the Yankees would be a good team. But you get Soto, now you can win a World Series. And I'm like, well, sure, I don't know if you can give up a prospect who might never play in Major League Baseball for that type of player. Because he's crushing it. But back to your point on the lineup itself, like Trevino, I had him last night. I had Soto last night. Just the RBIs are coming from all over the place because those top six guys are so good, you can't pitch around anybody. And that's so much fun, which means everybody is getting something hit. Because let's just say Judge is going to hit 50 home runs, but you got Gleyber Torres behind him who can't hit. They're like, I'm not giving this guy any pitches to hit. So what does Judge do? They're not pitching to me. I'm going to swing at these balls 6 inches off the plate because I just need to get some swings up here. You're not doing that now. And look at them torch. And it's a direct revelation of having Juan Soto at the top of that lineup by going, if we pitch around him, Judge is going to have him on base all day long. And the great thing about Soto is he doesn't force anything. It's like Barry Bonds at the plate in a way. You better throw me a pitch that's right down the middle that I want or I won't swing and I have a great eye. I'll take 100 walks in a game. So, yes, the Yankees lineup is fantastic right now for RBI.
It's the Soto stuff is the best, man. Now, Juan Soto, he's beating me up though, DRS.
Why?
Now, because he gave me the Donnie Wright side special.
Oh,
Dinger
no.
Tuesday, not
oh.
only did I take
oh,
him,
yeah.
not only did I take him for Donnie, he was my best bet of the day for 1.5 hits, runs, RBIs to go deep twice the next game. Ooh, that was ugly. Ooh, that was ugly.
Because we always say that, too. It's like, hey, man, you're betting on a guy like on a Tuesday, let's just say. He doesn't do anything. You know he's going to do something Wednesday. Yeah. But as a true handicap,
Dinger
you can't
Wednesday,
just take
man.
The guy. Yeah, exactly. Nah, look, you can't
Dinger
just
Wednesday.
Take him. Like, he didn't get it. Do this. Yeah. Dinger Wednesday. Your boy DRS firing up 8 games at him being told, like, that ain't working over here.
I know.
Sportsbook. I mean,
can you explain yourself
here.
Or is it?
I don't understand. Getting like the runaround, like, yeah, for me, I have a max of $25 in bonus no matter what happens. Because here's what happened in this. The week before, I got smashed. But the crazy part is, Kevin, I didn't notice because I only got $25 overall, but there weren't too many home runs hit. Like, I was watching them. I remember somebody was tweeting, like, hey, man, can we get one of these home runs to come in? And Chapman busted one after he hit one off the wall, like an inning previous. Like, finally, 425. And then I go check the other games. I'm like, I got like 16 home runs over these six games or eight games, whatever I had in here. Like, that's a lot of fun. Didn't lose any money. Maybe got a little bit back in my pocket here. And I hit one of these. All good. So I wait till the next day. I'm like, you know what? That's awesome stuff. Because I had a great night in baseball on Tuesday. Picked up a lot of money. I'm like, good. Let me just see what this bonus is. And you know what I like to do with that is I don't care what the odds boost is the next day. It just gets flooded. 50 bucks here, 50 bucks here. And maybe I take like a long shot parlay. Use that almost like pocket money as to say, it's free money. Let's see what we can do with it. 25 bucks popped up. So immediately I went to the FanDuel Sportsbook and I was like, I'm getting one of the agents on the line. And I was just like, I don't understand here. Like, is this 25 bucks because, like, I bet a lot of money just threw me 25 bucks or what? It's like, no, it was the promotion. And as soon as I got that, I texted you right away and just started doing some work. Put it out on Twitter, and basically the responses I got are, yeah, the promotion is great, but some people don't get anything. Some people get, like, up to $250. And I'm just like, come on now. So it's essentially when I get angry where you guys get money, and I don't get I get 10 bucks on a 30% odds boost on FanDuel. Each account apparently is different on what they deem who should be getting what and why. And there's no answer. And I asked the question before, well, can I talk to somebody? No, you can't talk to anybody. It's just the way it's set up. So it's just the way it is, man. Bet it, set it, forget it, and oh well. No more Dinger Tuesday for your boy DRS. Tough scene. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rocking and rolling this afternoon. How about this? Texas gets out of the inning against the Phillies. That game's still 1-0 in the top of the third. The Yankees, Luis Gil, unbelievable pitcher again for the Yankees. Shutout so far of the Seattle Mariners. This game is now in the top of the seventh inning. He's out of the game. And looks like Gonzalez is in the game for the Yanks. The Padres hold a 4-2 lead in the top of the fourth over the Cincinnati Reds. And just underway, Atlanta has two runners on and nobody out against the Chicago Cubs in that game. thing, Kevin. I do have Talkman and Bellinger each to get. Here's what I've been doing, and it's been fun. Night-to-night basis. RBI prop, Ron Robin, and also do a 1.5 hits, runs, and RBI 1.5 just to put it in play. Last night, very good. Very good on the RBI. Got a lot of late action yesterday. Marcell Ozuna bomb. I got a Bryce Harper bomb late in that baseball game. Also a Corey Seager bomb late. Like, the pinballs were rolling last night, which was a lot of fun to watch. But I still do think, overall, the RBI is going to make so much more than the 1.5, because how many times do you watch the 1.5? To be honest, the 1.5s are fun because no matter what happens, it's like, let's just say last night the 1.5 for Bryce Harper, which I didn't play. I only had an RBI prop for him. But he comes up. He doesn't even have a base hit, Kevin, right? Late in the game. Nobody's on base. It's two outs. Oh, no, I need a home run. Now, again, he got the home run. But let's just say he singles up the middle, and then Alec Bohm doubles in the gap, and he scores. You just cashed a ticket, even though you didn't get an RBI. So there are times like that, and you can cash some other ones a little bit easier. But the RBI props, the chances of cashing a 1.5 without an RBI, I mean, yeah, of course it happens, because the RBI is very tough to get. But a lot of the times, you're getting that RBI included there. So I'm sort of taking the best of both worlds to have fun, but the last two wins that were really nice were the RBI round robins.
Yeah, I think that's it's the sweet spot, I guess. The only other thing I still would wonder if... Have you done a home run round robin? Have you done it?
I think I did it like last week. And it made it... I don't think it was on the night I didn't get any in home run derby, in Dinger Tuesday the previous week. But I've... because it almost depends sometimes. Like, I'll get a little frisky, right? So I'll put the RBI prop and I'm like, you know what? I'm itching for more. All right, let me just take that same round robin and double it up on two RBI. Or I have done the home runs where at the one time it's like, I don't know, it took 8 or 9 guys. But not for a lot, the same money I would bet the other ones, but just to see what would happen, right? Can I get like 5 out of 8 and turn 30, 20 cent bets into $1,000 that night, something like that? But it hasn't been successful. It's like, ooh, I should have done that. The two RBI is always very interesting, though, because you just need a couple of those to cash in, and they're big tickets.
Yeah, the home run stuff has always been interesting. Now, can you remind me, because I was messing around. I do this on the off day sometimes. I'll mess around. I did some pitcher strikeout prop round robin.
Yeah.
Now, I'll tell people this. Listen, and there's a reason I'll never tweet this stuff out. I'm having fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, like, DRS has got numbers to work off of. Like, me putting Blaine out for 7Ks in there. I mean, I looked into it a little bit, right? But anyway, so I had 4 guys donning. And I did it by 2s. Now, ultimately, I lost. I only got 1 guy to hit his marker.
Yeah.
Yep. But I still struggle to figure out how I'm supposed to play these. I'm being honest with you.
Yes.
Because I had 1 guy left. I'm like, this guy can get there, and I'm going to lose money off this proposition.
Yeah.
Because I had 4 guys by 2s all plus.
Yeah, it's really simple. It's really simple in round robins, because you can structure them any way you want. Sometimes you just want to have fun. Let me take them all minus, 120s to minus 150s on, let's just say, strikeout props, and put 6 of them in there and still bet at 2x2s. Because more than not, those guys are going to do it. But at the end of the night, it's like, wait, I bet $100. I just won back 110, and I just went like 4 of 6. Like, what? Or like 4 and 2. Like, how did that happen? Well, it's all derivative to how much you bet and also where you're adding them up. Here's the common sense. The higher the plus money, the lower you go. Not on money. It means on the 2s. Just match 2 up and get paid. Because if you're saying, let me match 3 home runs up, it's like, man, it's hard to get 3 home runs. So you could hit 2, but if you had a round robin times 3, you didn't win any money on that. So let's just say every single thing is plus money. You go with 2s. If you're looking at some a little bit of plus money, some a little bit negative money, you go 3s. If you're going like, okay, I'm going to take alternate team totals, but take them at 2.5 when they really should be 4.5, well, then you should bet them by 4s. And what that means is, 4, Donnie, what's it say? 4 times money? No. 4 games have to match up, so it's, in a sense, a 4-leg parlay at that point. Do you see what I mean? So if you take...
We're doing plus money, right?
Yes.
So I should have picked 5 strikeout props or 4 strikeout props or 3? Like,
it doesn't matter.
4, you know what I mean?
You don't even worry about that. If you pick 20 legs and they're all plus money, just do it by 2s. If you pick 20 legs at minus 115s, do them all by 3s. You see what I mean on that?
Yeah.
I'll explain it after we get back from the break, just to make it a little bit easier. Because it does make sense, because you could find out, like, I just went 5-1, and I won $13 on a $100 bet. Trust me, it happens. We'll talk about this more and next right here on Moneyline.
sportsgrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. sportsgrid.com. Work.
Talk a little NBA action again in just a moment. Skeens was on the mound today, people. Good performance, but if you're looking from a FanDuel perspective odds boost, not a great performance. Why? Six innings pitched, six hits, one earned run through 93 pitches. That's tremendous. Had to get the six Ks, Kevin. He only got the three. Pittsburgh's going to win this game because I saw that and said, that is such a good bet. Like I was like, after Skeens had that last game, he's going to throw 100, but they're going to let him go up to around 100 pitches. He's going to get six Ks today. And the fact that he was like, I'm going to tell you something, Donnie. Six innings pitch, one earned run. I'm like, oh my God, did he do it again? Did he get double-digit Ks again? No, he only got three, so that bet goes up in flames today. I liked it, didn't bet it, and I got lucky, I guess.
So here's, I don't know if I've told you this on Skeens. I took his under strikeouts. It was a FanDuel bet. It was 104.5, right?
Yes.
And it's one of those things I'm like, look, man, he hits the ground running. That's fine. You never know how much, you know, rope he's going to be given, whatnot. So on the day of his debut, it was a Saturday he debuted, right? So I'm doing that weekend morning game time, and someone's like, you know, it's 109.5 at DK, and like, which is very unlike me to not double check.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, I'm gonna have to bet it again. So now I've bet it twice, right? I got a 104.5, 109.5. Through two starts, they updated the number to 151.5. Which is an insane move. They put 42 additional strikeouts. And I kept saying, I probably got to bet it under again. I was like, man, I'm not going to sit here with X number of dollars on season-long Paul Skeens under when I obviously am aware he's a quality pitcher. But here's the thing. I missed the boat. Now he's had a 3K game. Now I got to root in my 109.5s, and he'll land somewhere probably in the middle of 110 and 150 strikeouts.
Yep, there you go. Pumping up the gas in that last game. He was phenomenal. Last Thursday, I believe it was the last, which I don't think you were you here last Thursday? I don't think you were here last Thursday, right? Were you out last Thursday?
I should have been here last Thursday.
Or Friday. Whatever. It was a day game at Wrigley. It might have been Friday then.
Oh.
Paul Skeens was just tearing it up out there.
That was Friday. I was off that day.
And I was just watching live, saying to myself, like, this is like every time I brought my head up and I saw another out on the board, I didn't even think it was, like, oh, he probably ground, got a ground. No, he probably got a strikeout. And he did, like, every single time. It felt like he was so good. And only in, again, in Major League Baseball, it's like, you know what? You don't really get to throw too many no-nos. Like, kid, you got a no-no after six. We don't care. Like, you're not going another inning out there. Just get to the bench, and that's all that matters at this point. But he is a really supreme talent. Shaky first start, unbelievable second start, and quite frankly, a really good third start. He just didn't have those monster K numbers that we anticipate.
Yeah.
Updated Major League Baseball scores here. Yanks still holding a 2-0 lead. Runner on third base. So here's where, you know, it comes in handy. I didn't bet any Yanks. Did I circle any? And I did. Early on, I had a Soto and Rizzo. Like, you know what? XFIP numbers are a little bit different. Neither one of these guys have an RBI yet, but Soto is up right now in a 1-2 count with a runner on third. And nobody out.
I'm just guessing.
So it's funny you say that too, because it was a 1-1 count. It's now 2-2. So never in a million years are you supposed to think like this. Like, usually it's like, get my guy in a 3-1 count. When you have an RBI prop, you like, you almost want him buried in the count to four. Like, you'd rather take a strikeout than a walk at that point, which is insanity when you're taking a look at, like, even team totals. I'll just keep getting more men on base. You get that. But let's see what happens here, because Soto's got that evil eye. But as I talked about with the Yankees, if you say right now, like, okay, Soto's the king guy in the lineup, we just can't let him beat us. Let's walk him. Oh, first and third with Judge, who already homered today. Like, you can't do that. You can't do that anymore. You can't pass him by. So now he fouls one off to make it 2-2. We'll keep an update on that at bat. San Diego up 4-2 still on Cincinnati. And at the end of one, no score in Atlanta and Chicago. Next game up on the docket is Colorado and Oakland. My favorite RBI prop of the day. Let me just see something real quick. Ooh, caught at the wall. Favorite RBI prop of the day is Ryan McMahon of the Colorado Rockies. The reason why I just paused there is Alec Bohm hit one to the wall. So now that game still is 1-1 with a runner on first base. But that's Major League Baseball in the afternoon. Short card tonight, too. Latest game start, Kevin? Baltimore-Chicago, 7:40. How about that?
Ooh.
early action, 6:40 and a 7:40, and then everybody's just going to be watching some Edmonton. They don't want to mess with Edmonton. Everybody watches Edmonton, Kevin.
Oh, my gosh. Man, who makes these baseball cards? Wow. I'll tell you this. I either have to have a pick in Detroit-Toronto or Chicago-Baltimore, or it'll be the first day I don't have a baseball bet.
There's some good RBI shots in that game. Don't sleep on Lee and DeJong for the White Sox night, man. Don't sleep on him. Gunner.
See, now this is classic.
I got Gunner written down.
This is classic, Donna. The first guy you name is not an Oriole. It's a White Sox.
Yep, exactly. Like, I look at Paul DeJong. I'm like, man, looks like a sweet number tonight. And by the way, Soto's in a 3-2 count right now. Battle for his life.
Goes.
Just like he always
there
does. Let's see what he does on this 3-2 pitch. Don't walk him. Don't. Oh, he actually swings, and he hits a base hit. There you go. So Soto, who I did on my early list, did not bet. Of course he gets the base hit, but that's one of those where it's like, you know this guy's going to throw a baseball down and away. He's going to walk to first base. Like, I can't believe he just worked his way out of like an 0-2 count into a full count, but then got a base hit. But maybe, I guess, Jason Dominguez could have did that as well. So, no
so many hits, games. Runs, and RBIs for this guy outside of one. My, oh, my.
It is tough when you watch it because you just expect it when he's up. Like, if there's one batter in baseball, though, outside of he might walk, is like, I want Juan Soto up in a spot where I just need to make contact and decent contact. Gives it to you every time. Now, Judge comes up with a runner on first base and nobody out. Nick Castellanos, oh, wow, diving catch in left field on Castellanos. Phillies getting some gloves right now. It's good stuff. By the way, what are your thoughts on the Phillies? Just kicking butt every single night.
Yeah.
What is it?
I'm glad you asked. The Philadelphia Phillies, how they could be viewed as anything other than the absolute real deal is beyond me. Because this is a team that is postseason proven, payroll checks out, all-star appearances check out. There's nothing about the Phillies. You go, like, you don't look at what the Phillies are doing and be like, oh, this doesn't really make any sense. Right? Like, even when Baltimore last year was going on that run, people were like, I don't know, they're really young. Like, we know they're talented. The Phillies aren't young. There is nothing about the Philadelphia Phillies that should have any hesitation to it. It's this is what it is. This is what people go, are they really better than the Braves? That's the only thing that people are struggling with. I mean, listen, I'm not saying that this team having a 36-14 record isn't like, wow, right? I mean, they're winning over 70% of their baseball games. It's incredible. Yeah. But the reason that this team is doing that and they still can't budge to clear favorites in their division is it's Atlanta. Like, hot take, maybe. I think if they were in the same division with the Dodgers by now, they'd be the favorite. And I know the Dodgers are the Dodgers, but Atlanta has had such a strangle on the NL East that I think the books are terrified to offer plus on Atlanta because people will come and bet it, and I think they're still worried. And, you know, you made the point a few days ago, it's not that the Atlanta Braves are having a bad season. They have the third best record in the National League.
Yep.
It's the Phillies right now are the best team in baseball.
Yeah. Finally now, FanDuel moved them to a -115 with the Braves with that 6-game lead. The way I look at it now, I do think the Phillies are a better team than Atlanta, just because I think their overall team is better. 1-9 is better on the Phillies. Pitching staff complete between starters and bullpen is better on the Philadelphia Phillies. And the Phillies, it's not like, okay, who's going to win the rest of the way? The Phillies have a 6-game lead on them right now. That's going to be hard to overcome, but we do have injuries. It is baseball. Teams go on losing streaks. They don't just set record pace, you know, every single month like the Phillies are doing. So we'll check in. By the way, Aaron Judge, a double off of the wall. And if you need a Judge, you get more than one or two RBI at this point. Soto's like, yeah, I'll stick at third base and hold up right here. So now Alex Verdugo, who's been in my lineup quite a bit, not in my lineup today, he's been really good because, again, Kevin, he's the beneficiary of sitting right in the middle of these dominant hitters who are always on base.
But, man.
There you go. Sack fly.
You used the perfect stuff, though, the last 30 days.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's exactly third, but Aaron Judge has been, I have to imagine, Donnie, one of the five best hitters in baseball over that little window, right? Yes. I mean, he is just going insane right now.
Yes, that's the only numbers I use on hitters are 30-day numbers. Pitchers, I use 60-day numbers because obviously you don't just want, 22 at-bats that he's faced against it.
Yeah.
But if you're just doing that, you'll see, too, because there are sites where you can click on full season in 30 days and be like, wait a second, this guy was terrible against lefties.
Yep.
Hold on, last 30 at-bats, he's torching them? Trust me, it matters. When you're hot from a spot, that's where you want to bet into. Not what the guy did March 31st and hit four home runs off a right-handed pitcher. That's not what to do here. We'll keep you updated in Major League Baseball and talk some NBA coming up next. Right here. It's Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Basketball tonight, but also, Kevin Walsh, hockey tonight.
Yes.
Now, I messed around a little bit last night, as I like to do, because in hockey, there's a couple teams that I know the personnel. One is the New York Rangers. Two is the Edmonton Oilers. So when I use these 50% odds boosts, it's usually a point apiece for some of the higher-end talent. Yesterday, I usually go $100 on those because, like, look, I don't want to waste the 50%. And I've been good. I've been plus money in hockey overall because the 50% boost is that big of a deal. Last night, I went half of the money. I said, you know what? I have a lot in baseball, focused on baseball, but I can't pass this up. Let me just get some action down in hockey. So I went, you know, my normal guys. Zibanejad, Panarin, who was a half of a point last night, which is nice. Usually he's priced at a point and a half at, like, plus money. And I went with Kreider. I didn't get any of them last night. Yeah. I mean, none of them. They get absolutely pounded on their home ice. Now, pounded by final score 3-0. Not really pounded because it was 1-0 before they put an own goal in their own net and then gave up an empty netter. But struck out last night. I think I might have to get back in with the boys tonight. Drysdale. They changed my name, by the way, Kevin. Instead of Donnie Wrightside in the morning, the marker said Donnie Drysdale because that's my guy.
Wow.
So I think I have to go Drysdale, maybe a little McDavid tonight, Nugent Hopkins. Like, I'm rooting for Edmonton tonight.
Well, because they're I'm a little surprised that total's 5.5.
I thought it was 6.5 this morning. Did it drop?
It's dropped. People meant slamming on.
Oh, wow. Yes, they have that. Yes, it was 6.5 this morning. Wow. Yeah, how about that?
That feels a little misguided. I almost wonder now, what can I get on an over 6.5? And maybe just play an alt at it and see if I can take down some plus money here. Let's see here. What's 6.5 plus 114? 7.5 plus 280. I don't know. Go crazy this game.
Just get crazy.
This game can't be 5-3. Why not?
Why not? Exactly. Edmonton is the perfect storm. It's like, you know, looking in the NFL, you're like, man, I need to date this team because their defense stinks so bad the offense has to just keep on putting it in overdrive. Like, those are the games you like to bet with team totals and player props. And that's like Edmonton. Edmonton goes in every game like, we score less than 4, we ain't coming out of here with a dub. So we better start pressing it on offense. But I do enjoy Edmonton. And I was saying, like, this morning, the whole moniker was, hey, man, 5.5 is going to be all series long between Florida and New York, 6.5 in Edmonton. Like, that's where you got to get the goals in. You're right. Now, it's still juiced. Over 5.5 is minus 140 down from the 6.5, but still quite a difference at this point here.
Yeah, interesting.
All right.
Spot
to readjust. There.
We got, the one thing I didn't take, and I got to be honest, if the real reason I probably didn't was I didn't want to hear my Ranger fan friends complain, but I wanted to take Panthers to beat the Oilers, Panthers to beat the Canucks before that game 7.
Yeah.
And it was like 10-1, 14-1. I don't know. But here's the thing, Don. I don't love the Dallas team. I don't know as much. Everyone else loves the Dallas team, right?
Yeah.
But my thought was basically, I kind of like what Florida's here. Fade Dallas, get big plus money. And I ultimately didn't do it now. But I'm not stunned to see Florida take that first game. But for the Rangers, look, they've won more road games than they've lost. So they're hardly done. It's just Florida's obviously super talented.
Who you got on tonight for game time decisions? Who's breaking down the hockey tonight for you?
Joe Madden will be in the mix, certainly. And then we'll have Dave Sharapan as well. So we'll get a couple additional takes there from the consig on the game.
Now, the one person I know who doesn't like Edmonton is Joe Madden, by the way. Can't stand Edmonton.
She's not a fan. She was upset. But it's interesting. Like, I know she said that she was upset Vancouver lost, but she also was like, if they don't win game 6, I'm telling you, they're going to choke game 7 at home. So she's still seeing it clearly. I know that. TEL, man, home of the hockey guys. You guys got about 7-8 people in rotation you guys can bring on for hockey. So
we got a lot of
guys
in the
always cover it.
Yeah, we got Pete Jensen comes on, Anadua comes on, Casey comes on, Joe comes on. So we have a pretty good time breaking it all down and talking it up. So it's nice. And I even say this, like in the past, Let me tell you something. Like, let's just say the Flyers get back into the mix and they're good. There'd be much more hockey engagement with me because I generally really, really like the sport. But there's not much engagement when my hometown team is insignificant. It's football season. It's basketball. It's all that stuff. But I've watched more hockey this season than in the last 5 years combined, like heading into the playoffs and watching the playoffs. Yeah. Like, I generally, like, if a hockey game is on the TV, I'm watching. And apparently, the ultimate respect is, like, even, like, throwing bets on, like, I'll just bet it and wake up tomorrow. Like, no, I'm actually, like, interested, and I'll set my notifications that when it rings, like, oh, I wonder if that was a Rangers goal and to see what's going to be. So I've really been enjoying hockey overall. And the fact that the Rangers, which I always enjoy seeing New York teams lose, and if the Rangers lose a series, it would be nice as well. So we can all win. Just give me a couple of Kreider goals and have the Rangers lose the series and profitable.
Yeah, that's the thing. You need the Rangers. You need Rangers Oilers Stanley Cup. You need Rangers Oilers Cup, and then Oilers to win the Cup. I feel like, isn't that your dream scenario?
It is the betting dream scenario. Yes, because then it's like, all right, I'm going to do two parlays tonight. One just Oilers, one just Rangers
on
each side to have some fun. And by the way, I know we only have 2 minutes left in the segment. Let's get to the phone lines here. And I know the X-Man has been waiting patiently to get online. Let's get him up here, see what he's got, and see if we can cash in some tickets. X-Man, what's good?
Man, everything is good, man. I almost got him for $1,000 last night. The Rangers messed up my parlay. Hey, but I'm back tonight. And I already took Paul's the pitcher for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Skeens. I took him to get the win.
No,
I'm going
Dog
with
City all the way around now.
Oilers, the Oilers in regulation.
Mm-hmm. Love it. Love it.
I'm going with the Boston Celtics on an alternate first half spread, 2.5. And then WNBA, the Washington Mystics, again, plus money tonight. That's 36-1. Skeens already checked the first leg of the parlay. Let's get this money back.
Uh-oh, Kevin. Yeah,
what
No.
What just happened?
Hold on. X-Man?
Let me talk to you.
That game's 6-6 right now.
No.
Yeah.
No.
5 runs scored between the 7th and 8th innings. It just plated 4 runs here to tie that up. Because as he said it, I didn't have that game up like on. I was looking. I was like, yeah, they got that. I flip back and find out it was 6-5, and then it just flipped 6-6. Like, forget about Skeens even getting the win. Pittsburgh's not even going to win this game. What a collapse at that point, it looks like. Because there's still no outs, and runners are on base. 6-6 at this point. Yeah, and by the way, Matt Chapman, my guy, 3 more RBI today. Guys wheeling and dealing in the cleanup spot for the Giants. We'll be right back to close it all down right here on Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The final countdown. And no, this is not D.I.'s coming in from the bullpen for the Mets, as Kevin's doing in the background. The final countdown, baby. Why? And then the Philadelphia Phillies took a 3-1 lead here in the bottom of the 4th inning as the wagon continues. Schwarber with a base hit. It's now 4-1 Philadelphia Phillies. They're amazing, man. They really are. And this is something I'm not used to. I don't even know how to treat it as a Phillies fan. We're usually so average and beat up our team so much and hope they catch fire at the end of the season. The fact that they are the best team in baseball right now, and it just feels like they're running away with things and getting no credit from anybody, because I like to be like, they don't play any good teams that'll do this, and every team's, well, granted, you had a team like the Rangers come in at 500. Of course it's not going to be 500 if they get swept out of town at this point, but those wins don't count. You have to play the Braves and the Dodgers every single day of the season in order to get credit for victories in baseball.
Yeah.
They're just incredible. Now, granted, not saying they won this game already. We see crazy things happen, but Wheeler's on the mound, 3-run lead in the 4th inning. They're at home and absolutely cruising at this point. By the way, the Yanks up 5-0 now. Other games around Major League Baseball, San Diego still up 4-2. No score yet in Atlanta, Chicago. I need some of these guys to start heating up. But tonight, K-Dub, basketball, which way are we going? Side? total, points prop? Like, what are you looking for in this game tonight?
So one thing I might be forced to do. Remember I told you I took the Halliburton and Tatum triple doubles? Because I'm like, listen, those are the only guys. There's a plus 850, anybody to get it, but nobody else is going to get it. Yeah. There was a bunch of guys last game who were in the mix. Pascal had 12 and 7, 6 and 9 out of Derek White, 8 and 7 out of Drew Holiday. Yep. So they now jumped that up to 12 to 1, any player to record a triple-double, which I think I'll probably bet, Donnie, because here's the other issue. They're not. I cannot find on FanDuel. Maybe they've posted it since the triple double market. Like it's. I can't even find the double double market. I know they started dropping them in the player combo tab. It's gone. So that's one issue I have. And I can't. Oh, there it is. 35. Nah. Oof. Water's
feeling. Let me see here. What do we got? What's the triple? No triple doubles tonight so far? I don't see them either.
Not on FanDuel. Yeah. Now, DK has Tatum at 15 and Halliburton at 35, but I'm almost thinking of just playing the 12. And because, look, I'm not going to be angry if I win that bet with a Tatum triple-double or Halliburton triple-double. But I will be, and I learned this watching that. Like, I was rooting against Pascal in game one. I'm like, this guy better not get a triple-double here, man. Yeah. Like, I'm going to be livid. So, and again, I really do think the only triple-double would come from those guys. But at 12-1, I think I can play off that number the rest of this series and hope to take down one triple-double. I really do.
Now, can I sell you on a player to record a point, rebound, assist, block, and a steal tonight? Everybody's plus money on the card. I don't even know who I would pick. Like Derek White's plus 125. He blocks shots? Who's he blocking?
I know you're thinking the height thing. I would look Tatum, though. Tatum's got his. You know what? You want me to bet that?
Plus 185. JT. Tatum's blocking a shot, right? That's probably the hardest one to get.
Well, no, so the block, Donnie, this is the first time he's had back-to-back games this playoffs without a block. New opponent. My worry would almost be the steal. The block's coming tonight for Tatum. The block's hot. But what's the price on a block?
One block? I don't know. He's plus 185, plus 195 for the going all the way around. So it's probably in that same realm, right?
Minus 130 for the block. What's he for a steal? Minus 320. Yeah. Wow. I'm going to take JT. JT.
Yeah.
Statistically, however you want to call it.
I think it's a nice move because the best part is, like, you get the block in the first quarter, you're shaking hands with the boys. Job well done. Then you're worried about the deflection steal and who gets credit for it. Those are always fun. You got to run you got to run the ESPN to see who actually got it there.
Can I just throw this your way, though, too? Just to get the Tatum parlayed for a steal and a block is plus 117.
Wow. Well, that. Why would you do it the other way? Like, he's. What he said, you know what? I don't know if he scores a point tonight, to be honest. That's the better way to get after it. I mean, you think Tatum's not going to get a rebound tonight? Yeah, you know what? He might not hit the glass tonight. I think I'm going to go that way. Yeah, some of those markets make absolutely no sense at all because it's like, okay, what are you betting? The block and the steal. Well, look, it's still going to be way. What? You don't think he's going to get a rebound or a point or an assist at that point? Jeez, man. It's a tough scene overall. Fighting Phils here before we get out of here. Base is loaded now after a Bryce Harper base hit as they're looking to cash in a little bit more tickets. But a lot of fun had all the way around today. Hockey coming up tonight. Major League Baseball. Still a nice little card in the afternoon. And then the nightcap, a 7:40 p.m. game. NBA action. You know the drill. We'll be back here on a Friday. Ready for Moneyline. Thanks for tuning in. Donnie Wrightside, along with Kevin Walsh and Chris behind the wheels of steel, making us look good. We'll see you tomorrow.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.